Kako radimo?
Koliko radiš, mislim, kako radiš metodima, više sama ili više u grupi? I kad si u grupi, mislim, pod kojim uslovama i tako to?
Radim 50% sama, 50% u grupi. Uvijek je taj, pošto sam ja osoba koja inicira ideje, projekte i ostalo, napravim jedan grubi plan, onda se konsultujem sa moja dva ili tri najbliža saradnika, radimo na tome i onda kada uobličimo ideju kako smo zadovoljni, želimo to da uredimo, onda uključimo ostatak ljudi koji predstavljaju taj neki spoljni tim i onda završimo čitav projekat u stvari timski. Tako da mogu da kažem pola-pola je...
She says most of her projects are about 50-50, 50% alone and then 50% in a group. She's a person who's an initiator who likes to initiate projects and things like that. So usually she'll come up with ideas and to initiate things. Then she'll work with her two or three closest sort of co-workers or collaborators, and they'll sort of try to develop something and initiate it, and then often they'll sort of invite a larger participation. And then it becomes a larger project, so it's 50-50.
U nekim projektima imamo saradnju sa od 5 do 10-15 ljudi, ali vrlo jasno podelimo, znači šta je uloga svakoga u projektu i koji deo posla će obaviti, tako da nemamo tu vrstu problema da ljudi ne razumeju zašto su uključeni, nego vrlo jasno oni koji su najbolji u toj oblasti rade taj deo posla i onda budemo posle na kraju zadovoljni onim kako smo uradili.
So she says often in the projects she's working with 5 to 15 people. But they are very clear from the start what is everyone's role, so that there isn't incertitude or things aren't clear around who is doing what, so that they can do the project well and be happy with it at the end. So they define the roles very clearly, who is best for what, and make that clear to everybody.
Is this something that you organize as well, like at the beginning of the project? How the funds are going to be divided, how much you're going to be paid if you're paid?
Da, svaki put kada ulazimo u novi projekat, najuži tim obezbedi novac na osnovu toga što smo obezbedili. Sa svim ljudima koji se kasnije uključuju u projekat, vrlo precizno im na početku kažemo koliko ćemo platiti za njihov posao. Tražimo od njih pristanak. Takođe im kažemo vrlo precizno koliko je deo njihovog volonterskog rada, šta očekujemo od njih i onda ne bude problema, ljudi tačno učestvuju prema onome što su dobili kao informaciju na početku, koji su uslovi rada.
Yeah, so that's something they also try to be very clear about at the beginning, is what the funding is, how much is available for people, and when they bring people into the project, how much they'll be paid, how much volunteer work might be involved, so that that's understood from the start and there aren't problems later on.
U situacijama kada nismo u mogućnosti za nešto što su ljudi uradili da platimo ili njihov deo volonterskog rada je veći, onda koristimo tu mogućnost da ih nagradimo sa odlaskom na neki trening, na neku konferenciju, nešto što je značajno gde mogu da učestvuju i onda predstavljaju naš rad i aktivnost.
So if they're ever in a situation where someone's volunteer work may surpass what was originally understood, or they ended up putting in more than they are able to pay them for, they try to organize it so that person is compensated in other ways, either through being sent to conferences or events that they will get something from and where they can also then represent the project.
Jedan naš saradnik je sada bio da predstavi projekat Vivisect u Irskoj 7 dana i to je negde bila satisfakcija za nekih 50% njegovog volonterskog rada u tom projektu.
So for instance, one of their collaborators in the project just spent 7 days in Ireland presenting the Vivisect project, and that was sort of partly in compensation for his voluntary work.
I uvek se trudimo da pronađemo da svi naši saradnici budu u mogućnosti da odu na različite seminare i programe prema njihovim interesovanjima i da im ponudimo mogućnost da prihvate da odu tamo.
So it's important to them to make sure that other collaborators and workers on the project are able to participate in conferences or events that are interesting to them.
Dakle, nemamo dve ili tri osobe koje su samo da one putuju, nego vrlo širok krug naših saradnika pozivamo i nudimo im mogućnost da odu na ta mesta.
Okay. So it's important to them that it's not just two or three of them who are doing all the traveling and getting a sort of public face, but that all their collaborators are able to participate and get something out of that.